Hi there, and welcome to Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Guerra. This is Empower Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. It's gorgeous here, sunshine. And, you know, when you're listening and it's midnight out, this will be just like the sunny element in your vibe. How's that? I have a sponsor to share with you today, too. If you haven't had it, if you haven't had a chance, check out Audible. Audible is a really cool program, and I have a few of those links on my websites too, like Talking to Night Lights. But it's a way for you to get access to wonderful content, and it's low maintenance. Brought to you by audible.com, today's podcast, and you can get a free audio download, 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/consciousliving. Okay, that's the show. Got it. Over 150,000 titles to choose from. For iPhone, Android, Kindle, or your MP3 player. All right. So there you go. Today's podcast brought to you by audible.com. I've got a guest I want to share with you because you're going to feel lucky after you've heard him today. All right. If you don't feel lucky now, it's coming your way. I'm not guaranteeing. I'm just suggesting. And I'm excited too. Joe Gallenberger is the author of Inner Vagus, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health. His programs on luck are really popular with the Monroe Institute, and he's a head trainer there. So if you are, that could be taken more than one way. Anyway, if you are in any way, shape, or form working on manifesting a higher vibration and a luck factor, Joe's your guy. Hi there, Joe. Thanks for talking with me today.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing today?
So far, so good. I'm expecting to be a little luckier after I've spoken with you, though. It just seems to be in the cards.
Sounds good to me.
How did you get started with luck?
Well, I working, as you mentioned, as a Monroe trainer, began to see how deep meditative states could be used to move energy and enhance energy for manifestation, among other things, including psychokinesis, energy healing. And I was also working as a therapist and would see a lot of people who were down on their luck, if you will, who were good people. And so it became a very strong interest of mine to see what's going on there. And it seemed to me that it wasn't enough to just be a good person, hardworking, all that. You also had to get rid of fear, feel deserving, a number of other factors. And when you do those, that's when the good things tend to start to flow. So I made it a study for the last two decades, so I've been doing that, and as you mentioned, my book, Liquid Luck, the Good Fortune Handbook, came out this year, as well as the CD, and before that, the book, Inner Vagus, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, so been getting the word out there.
Okay, with PK, what was the one instance where you knew something was going on? It proved to you this was legit?
Actually, initially, I was up at the Institute, and we were playing around one night and found I could roll what I wanted on dice. So that was interesting to me. But then I went to a major university lab and became a subject in their psychokinesis experiments. And for those who might not know what that is, clearly it's being able to change physical matter reality using your energy. So things like bending metal or plastic with your mind, growing seeds where you have root growth in 4 or 5 minutes that might be an inch and a half long, lighting light bulbs with your energy. And we use those as feedback tools to show that this is real and that you can affect things. And the same energy we use for PK, as I mentioned, is great for when you would like to manifest luck or anything else positive in your life.
See, that's what's fascinating, because it seemed like kind of a fluke that you fell into that, and then everything just went full boat from there.
Yeah, I guess it would be a lucky fluke, more of a synchronicity, that it's in the right place at the right time to be studying this and meet the people who really have made sometimes this their life work. And I could see, as a scientist, these people were above reproach and very dedicated and honest, and they reported negative results as well as positive. And so it gave me comfort that I wasn't just getting into something that was too woo-woo, if you will, and it was based and grounded in some real good data.
Okay, when you combine this with the affirmations and the changing your thoughts and working with that kind of intellectual aspect, combining that with the binaural beats, with the hemisync, it seems like it really amps it up.
Yes, so again, the binaural beat is a technology where you just put a tone in either ear, slightly different, and the brain will go into the difference between the two tones. So if you had four-cycle difference, the brain would go into four-cycle rhythm, which if you wanted to go to sleep, that's the brainwave for sleep, and it really helped you go to sleep. But they've mapped out patterns for inspirational states, getting in touch with your guidance, psychokinesis kinds of things. So we use the hemisync because it's very quick. In 10 minutes, people go to a very deep meditative experience without any practice beforehand, and then are able to really try this for themselves. So it becomes a nice way without any particular dogma you have to believe or anything. It tends to work for everyone that tries it, most everyone.
Well, when you experience this, like the first two or three times taking people to Vegas and actually going, you know, on an encounter of, we're going to try and see how this luck thing works, what did you expect? Did you expect the kind of results you're getting, or was this, I mean, what was the anticipation?
I thought it would work really well because I've been doing it for a few years on my own. And then brought one or two people out as like individual or private students. But frankly, the first workshop or two when I got there, I was saying, what was I thinking? Before it started, just, gee, all these people are here and they're going to put money on the table on my say-so. And then was delighted to see we got very good, strong results. So not only did people win money, but they learned the energy pattern that's needed for this. And it's a great feedback training because, you know, in life you can think negative for weeks and then maybe you get a cold, or think positive for months before your soulmate might begin to come along and you might get discouraged. In Vegas, we get into this wide open heart state. We're very grounded to the earth, expanded in our awareness, so we're in touch with spirit and feeling at one with each other. And when you do that, you're rewarded with money within seconds. And if you go into greed, fear, ego, those kind of states, you get punished by withdrawal of money within seconds. So after a weekend of that, people have really had a clear training that then at home, whatever they're doing, they find they can apply that same kind of energy and principle there with good result. But they already know it works, and that helps a lot.
Well, it also helps with the testimonials, and I'm going to share this. We're again, Inner Vegas is the book I have in front of me with Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, and we're talking with Joe Gallenberger. And if you want to check it out on the web, you can do that at syncreation.com. And basically, after he's done one of these experiences and people have had a chance to do surveys, here are some of the results from the surveys. When people said, this is what has happened as a result of taking Joe's stuff. 10 people healed their pets. 2 people got healing of chronic headaches and migraines. 6 people manifested abundant travel. 5 were given small fortunes. And others manifested specific breeds of pets. 15 people got important connections for work. 2 people got safe homes for their family. They got friendship. They got, 1 got a book offer, an advance, and in 3 months, a cabin to write. I like that one.
I like that.
You know, but see, there's some really dramatic and diverse results from just re-patterning your thinking with this.
Yes, and I want to be very accurate. I always like to do that. That was a survey we took from people who had taken the Sync Creation Home Study course. So rather than they're in the Vegas workshop, this is a home study course that you learn these principles of psychokinesis and manifesting. But we were real impressed with what happened, and now when Liquid Luck came out, within hours, we began to get stories of people winning $1,000 on the lottery and another $1,000 next week, finding a four-leaf clover after they looked for 70 years, having houses sell in an hour that had been on the market for months. It's very wonderful to see those kind of results and to see the surprise and delight in people. Well, most people are kind of surprised it actually worked. And then they're delighted, of course.
Now, some of the things I think are kind of cute and quirky about this is you're talking about the type of energy that it takes to manifest your inner abundance. And one of them talks about the second chakra. And the guy, this was, I think, I'm going to find it real quick here. Page 123. Okay. Silk underwear.
Yes.
That was like, okay. And I just happened to was one of the, oh, silk underwear. Well, this is worth mentioning.
Okay.
It's that easy.
It's an interesting story. I met somebody else who had won a major lottery on his birthday for 5 years in a row. He's from Australia. And we were comparing notes, and both of us wore silk underwear because it makes you feel good. And we use men's silk underwear, not women's.
Okay.
And I just want to make that clear, too. And the energy out there is we have very open-hearted, light-hearted energy, but that second chakra with the creativity, sexual energy, that's part of it, too. That's part of the grounding I mentioned. You really have to be here on planet Earth and love being here to change planet Earth, if you will. So a lot of New Age people are wonderful folks, highly spiritual, but they can't get it together with their health, finances, relationships. And usually what's missing is they're not grounded. They are not fully here in the present moment when they try to manifest, because it can be a rough planet, as you know.
Well, and not only that, you've got all sorts of issues, childhood issues, if it's, it has to do with rejection or a fear of failure or abandonment or, you know, just stuff like that, that it's there's a whole lot of, I think, wishful thinking that says, if I watch The Secret, I'll know what happens and everything will go my way. I just have to think it and it's there. No, no, no. You have to counter a whole lot of programming that's already mucking up the works. And that's
agree,
what you're
you know,
doing by helping people reform
it. The Secret is, you know, wonderful for mentioning the positive imagery, but we're in a culture that has all these sayings, nothing good comes easy, no pain, no gain. Filthy rich, things that say to you it's not going to be easy and it's maybe not even be, it's going to be not even good to be abundant. And so that's where the home study course and works a lot with exercises and deep meditation to wash away all that old programming and limiting beliefs. I got a great example for that. There was a fellow who wanted a job and he wasn't having much luck getting it. And I finally said to him, well, what would you really like? And he said, well, you know, I'd like a job about 2 months a year in beautiful weather surrounded by pretty women. And I said, well, I'll put that out in meditation. And in a few weeks, a person that he went to high school with called him, took him out to lunch twice and sold him his business, which is an advertising boat at the ocean in the North Shore of the United States. And that by the end of the year, he had 3 boats and a Lexus, and the season is 2 months long. But for most people, as soon as you say job 2 months a year, they laugh. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
So if your concept of job is hard, unpleasant work equals money over many hours, that's all you can manifest. You have to first get rid of that concept because you may have learned through 30 years of work experience that work equals hard, unpleasant work over many hours. And it's not easy to just say, oh, poof, that's gone. You have to have some particular techniques to get that to wash out. But when you do, a whole world opens up.
Well, I like the way when you were learning, because you learn along with people who are taking your classes. That's a wonderful thing about this. We're always learning.
Yes.
But fear is expensive. Love is priceless. Choose wisely.
Yes, that's one of my favorite sayings. I have it on my wall. I was asking once for a sign about something, and somebody sent that phrase that I had told them on a plaque for me, and so I got it right on the wall here. And mainly, it's almost you know, physics and science in terms of if a person is 80% preoccupied with the fears and 20% of the time trying to visualize like The Secret, you're going to not get anywhere and manifest negatively. When it gets to be about 60% desire and open-hearted stuff and only 40% fear, then it'll come to you slowly and with glitches. And when you get to 80% really with your heart all fired up about it and positive imagery and only, you know, 10 or 20% fear, then things flow magically in ways that are even better than you planned. And that's kind of what we're looking for. You know, we have a plan, and then we let that go, this or even something better for me and the good of all. That kind of attitude. And then amazing things happen.
Now, part of this, you reveal that, yeah, you've had your own challenges, and sometimes when your energy, when you're trying to control something, it can backfire.
Sure. Yeah, so I had a time when I was going through divorce, I think this is over 20 years ago, everything in my house was breaking, you know, the dishwasher, clothes washer, garage door openers, everything. And then I realized I was thinking broken home in a state of high energy, not good energy, but just stress. And so I changed that thought to building a new life, and half of the things repaired themselves and the breakage stopped. So, again, for me, that's good evidence that this is what you think, particularly if you begin to move into very focused thinking and high energy, really it'll come. So you want to watch what you're thinking.
Well, the other thing, too, is that people around you can influence. And if you buy into that, then you can sometimes get derailed.
Sure. So we actually have a CD called Partners, where you go through each major relationship in your life, your parents, kids, bosses, people you've had trouble with, even if they're now deceased, and you look at them in their highest and finest, you in your highest and finest, forgive everything needs forgiving, change contracts in that relationship if needed, because we get a lot of energy from other people, as you mentioned. So you want that not to be dragging you down, instead to be building you up. And so that Partners CD is one way to get into that.
And even though we're talking about Vegas and luck and gambling, some people will say, well, I don't gamble. But there's an element that's also factored into this that has nothing to do with that. It's called risk.
Yes. So, you know, there, when people hear about the Vegas adventure, the reason I went out there is after proving in the scientific lab, I wanted to get a black belt in PK, and I had to go to find a place to practice. And we know that the dice and slot machines out there, we know the statistics, and we know it's very safely guarded to be neutral, which should happen by chance. So it became a good laboratory. But when I tell people about that, they sometimes go, oh, I don't gamble. And I go, gee, you came to this planet, you got married, you had kids, you're a high roller.
Are kind of dicey.
Yeah, we're only playing with pieces of paper out there that equal money, you know, and we use very small amounts of money, so it's quite safe compared to some of the gambling we do in life. And so wouldn't we be better to learn how to risk intelligently, to, you know, activate your intuition, to make decisions that maximize chance where good outcome comes? And we don't get those courses in high school.
A lot of this has to do with developing your own comfort level, really, with who you are, and accepting that you also have the right, the opportunity, the challenge of being lucky, you know, and or being successful or being wealthy, whatever it is you've said, well, not me. There's a lot of psychology that's behind this. So I think you are in a perfect spot to address some of those stoppers, those challenges, those hurdles and roadblocks that people are hardwired for. You know, it's already there. They have to figure out, well, what's stopping me?
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, our culture is ambivalent about luck. You know, if somebody builds a beautiful business and all, and then somebody else looked at him and said, oh, you're just lucky, that's kind of an insult.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
It's not applauded in our culture. But you have that to overcome, you know, where hard work feels very righteous. You know, many people in the spiritual community, if I ask an audience, raise your hand, how many of you are seekers of truth, wisdom, etc., their hands all go up. I say, wouldn't you rather be a finder? It's a different energy. Seeking, you just keep seeking. And so these ideas of what you're thinking and raising energy, if you put those two together, the world can be a very different place. And that miracle idea comes in very handy. So at one point, I wanted to take my wife to Paris. She'd never been, and I love the city. And so I put that thought out, and the end of the day, I had an email offering me to train in France. So I said, sure. And I said, oh, gee, I'd like to go first class round trip. And by the end of the day, I had free tickets round trip first class. But that or something better, we went there, And it resulted in another dozen workshops in Europe, including one in Germany where we really helped people heal some of the feelings from the Holocaust, another in Cyprus where there were folks that were involved with the negotiations between Turkish and Greek Cyprus and thinking now the hemisync and meditation might help those negotiations. So all kinds of good things happen beyond what you originally think might be what your goal is. If you can be in that good high energy with that wide open place of saying, you know, I know this is going to come and even something better. So that's what we aim at. It's kind of a lifelong yoga.
Well, and that, yeah, you talk about the yoga of dice in the book. The great thing about this, I like, is that you can see right in front of you. If you just, like, we have a game called Farkle with the dice, and you, I collect dice. I've got little alien dice. I've got glow in the dark dice. I love them. But when you watch and you realize when your energy, you're just all of a sudden it's a high vibe and you're rolling and it's, you don't, it's like, what am I doing? And if you think about it, it'll stop. But if you just let it go and ride it, it's amazing to see and feel that shift in, I guess, awareness, in presence. And a lot of times, in my opinion, if I find something going the wrong direction, it's because I have something that I am worried, frightened, concerned, stewing about. And once I get that out of the way, then the other stuff will flow.
You're very wise. I've seen that so many times. I was just out in Vegas doing another one of the Inner Vegas Adventure workshops, and I got there, and I always want to win, and most people do. And there was something very troubling at home that was on my mind. In the first 2 days, I went to the slot machines and didn't have any good luck. And then the group began, and I began to meditate and open my heart and all of that. And all of a sudden, I think I got four of a kinds, 10 of them, within the first five pulls on different machines over the next few days in just a few hours. When my heart's been open, I've hit Royal Flush and Hearts for 160,000 to one by chance. Things like that are fun, but it's when, you know, some people think, gee, the person wins and then they're in a good mood. Really, you get in the good mood, then you win.
Yeah. That's it. When there's no worry and no stress and no fret and no angst, then things happen. They happen. If you would do me, I would love it because people are listening and I would like them to kind of, you know, catch this vibe. If we could do this in the next segment, if you could do a sample of what you tell people to get to prepare them for this way of thinking, this way of energizing, I think it would be helpful because a lot of times when you're around people who do this for a living, their vibration, just accessing that, gives you a boost. And for that moment, we connect and we are in this beautiful bubble of potential. And it's just that kind of boost that it takes to sometimes give somebody a jump start and introduce them to a whole new way of being. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. I'll do what I can after the break.
Okay. Because it just, that's why I love meeting people and talking to them and experiencing this. Because every time I do, something in me shifts. I grow. I learn. Inner Vegas is a great way, if you're listening, to check this out for yourself, creating miracles, abundance, and health. There are stories in here, anecdotes, content that you can use. You can put to work right now. Joe Gallenberger is our guest. He's also one of the top trainers for the Monroe Institute. You want to find out more about them, you can get online. Go to his website, and you can take the class that we talked about earlier where they gave him such glowing, you know, a glowing review. And that will give you an idea of, you know, maybe how to jumpstart or reformat your own reality. And that website, I'll give it to you real quick before we go into the break. And it's called, Sync. Is it, now I'm, Joe?
Sync, like in synchronize, that kind of thing, S-Y-N-C. And then the word creation, creation.com. And another easier one is if you go to liquidluckbook.com. Sometimes that's easier to remember. Liquidluckbook.com will take you there. Or if you Google my name or Liquid Luck, you'll find it that way too.
Usually that's what I do.
Yeah.
Google is my one stop. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And if you're listening to this show, is brought to you by, this is a wonderful little program that you can try, audible.com, offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out the service and all that they offer. So if you want to check that out, books are on there. I'm not going to suggest anyone in particular. I'm going to leave it up to you because you know what's best for you. Okay. So give it a shot. Check it out. And if you want to go on there and do it, it's for my show to get this deal. It's audibletrial.com/conscious living. Okay. That should be easy. All right. Now, if books are too hard, get the CD. Joe also has an Abundance Waterfall and the Liquid Luck CD. All right. And you can listen to that. It has the Hemisync stuff, the beats, binaural beats in it. And who knows? You may see immediate results. One way or the other, you will see results. This is Conscious Living. We'll be back.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is Conscious Living on Empower Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy Garrett. My guest today, Dr. Joe Gallenberger, a clinical psychologist, 30 years experience as a therapist. He's got some really heavy-duty background and knowing a little bit about the nature of people and maybe why they can produce results and why they may be blocking. So I think that is an added element of expertise to this. He's also a senior trainer at the Monroe Institute and was very much welcomed into the fold after Robert Monroe died and invited to teach and train and be part of that program. With that, you had to have felt some kind of, an extraordinary opportunity to be part of people's learning process with this information, because you're marrying the two with your results with PK and then adding that hemisync element. It takes it to a whole new level.
Yes, being associated with the Institute itself to me is one of the most profound privileges in my life. It's a place where people can go explore their consciousness and their power and their potential with no dogma, helped by a technology that's really effective. So it was a great manifestation from my point of view to become a trainer up there. And I did have the privilege to know Bob some personally. And I've been training there, I guess, about 23 years now. So I was there when Bob was still living, and continued to go up about 10 weeks a year to put on programs for them, and developed a program called MC Squared for them that has that same kind of content as the home studies in creation we've been talking about, all that psychokinesis work. And people come from all over the world there, and so you meet fascinating, wonderful people, and it's just, if I won the $1 billion lottery, I think I'd still work there and do the workshops I do, because they're so rewarding for me personally, in terms of what I learned, as you mentioned, and the people I get to associate with.
Well, okay, just to take one more step off here into what you were doing, Exploration 27. That's a fascinating program.
Yes.
Can you share just a little bit of that? Because people are listening now, and just to give them a little bit of a taste or a tease into more of the Monroe Institute.
Sure. Well, Monroe, the premier program that people take first is usually the program called Gateway, and I think they've had 50,000 people 20 or so at a time take that now. And that really is opening you up to the idea that you're more than your physical body, getting in touch with guidance, getting in touch with spiritual forces, those kinds of things. He used the words focus levels to indicate states of consciousness just with numbers. So relaxed, where you're so relaxed you might hear yourself sleep, but you still have awareness, he calls focus 10. And so Gateway in that scheme goes to 21. The program you mentioned, Explore 27, is a very advanced program requiring a lifeline or guideline before it. And in there, you kind of enter into a very clear awareness of the state of consciousness that people experience when they no longer have a physical body, and see the functions within the spirit world that can help you, such as for healing, planning your next life, if you will, inventions coming to earth, like things like the life is goodness saying on a coffee cup. All of a sudden, it's all around the world. People wake up and see a smile, and life is good. Mm-hmm. That would be what we call a 27 idea. It's simple and yet elegant and powerful. So the 27 program is a terrific way to explore those kinds of things.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because there are some, especially in my audience, who are familiar with a lot of these things, and they've been doing it, and they may have been doing it in their own, you know, in their own little world, the universe. They're out doing out-of-body travel, astral, you know, projection,
yeah,
and this stuff that we used to relegate just to a shamanic realm. But they're doing it because they've grown up with this in their life and their background and their awareness. It hasn't been closeted. It's been revealed and shared, and in some ways enthusiastically explored. So to give them an idea, there is more than just getting into a hypnotic trance state and trying to increase your income. This is increase your awareness exponentially on a lot of different levels. And I think
so
I really like
course,
that.
It was real interesting. You know, the home study course is designed to help you with energy healing, manifesting, and psychokinesis. But in the survey we did, there was a whole bunch of people that began to lucid dream, get in touch with guides, angels, loved ones who've passed, all kinds of other things that actually was a little bit of a surprise to me given the focus of the course. But that general opening, like you say, once you get going with that, it can really enhance your spiritual life as well as physical abundance here and those kinds of things.
One of the things I like, there's a remote guy who teaches remote viewing, and what he says is, what is the thing that would most surprise you? Instead of trying to project or give somebody an expected outcome, what were you most surprised about? What is the thing that comes to your mind right now as he's giving you some, you know, a target or something? What is the most surprising about what you're seeing? And that lifts off your own instinct to put something on the picture and says like, well, I didn't expect to see this. And that's when you're letting all this free flow of real content in, because you're not trying to format it with something that is familiar in your own experience. And that's what you're doing with Liquid Luck. You're just saying, okay, let's give it a warm incubation space. And I love that, because that's what I was listening to in that manifestation, that DVD, that space that you were creating. And if you could do others who are listening a favor and kind of give them an idea of how that Liquid Luck can be manifested. And no, I don't want you to give away your secret or your power.
No, that's fine.
Just a little bit of a tease.
It's my pleasure to share what I'm discovering. Step one, you got to get out of your head and into your heart. So heart math has an exercise where as simple as putting your hand on your heart will tend to bring your awareness out of your head into your heart. Then you can think of somebody or some situation that you deeply, deeply love. That could be, I have a newborn grandchild, so that's easy for me. People have, you know, held puppies, beautiful places in nature. But you hold that so that the loving feelings begin. And I think the written text to the Liquid Luck CD is even on my website. Basically, once you've relaxed, we're asking you to see a vial in front of you, like filled with golden liquid, and then begin a process where you say, I am happy, and begin to feel very happy and put that energy into the vial. Then I am abundant. Then I am grateful. I praise all. I am compassionate, which takes you out of your ego again, and it's more for the good of others. I fill a vial also with love, and then the feelings of good fortune. And then whenever you want to, you just take a drink before you're walking in to buy that lottery ticket or go for the job interview or ask the person on a date. And that's where people are reporting great things happening. But they have shifted from ego, worried about the future, to the present moment, filling themselves with very positive energy. Is that a pretty good hint?
That's a great hint. Yes. Okay. Yes. Now you just, if you're listening, you have to get the binaural beats to go along with it. Okay.
Yeah, that'll make it easier. You just sit back and relax to listen. And under, you know, again, going liquidluckbook.com will take you there. There's a products page where all these things are.
Well, and you've got another retreat or another, another group coming up. I didn't see the end date or on that, but I know it's another excursion.
Yes, we do. We're doing Vegas Adventures. They usually, since the book has come out, they fill with wait lists. So we are filled again with wait lists for May. And then we will have another one probably last week of July, first weekend of August. And so on the website, you can sign up for a free newsletter. And we put out articles with lots of tips about manifesting, energy healing, and all of that. So when you sign up, you can also access all the previous articles on those. And there, that newsletter is where we announce when the next workshops will be and things. And we don't bug people. We probably put the newsletter out maybe once every 6 weeks.
Well, so if you're interested in this, it's called Sync Creation. Sync Creation. And so it's getting everything in sync and creating it. So this is something that people are, they're really doing already. It's just you have to realize the auto programming might have a few flaws and a few little stoppers that need to be eradicated. When you're looking for things that people are doing that are counterproductive, what's the most common counter program?
Fear in all its forms. You know, I think it felt to me when I first went out to Vegas like I was fighting a bunch of dragons and or putting out brush fires, but it looked eventually to me like it was only one dragon and with many different heads, and the dragon's name was fear. So you can meet fear with courage, but we found it's easier to kind of sing the dragon to sleep with love, basically. People, when they're having difficulty, usually it's come by honest, you know. It's I lost my job, my bills are mounting, or my health is deteriorated, or whatever it might be, that it's not that easy a thing to just go, oh, whistle happy tune. And this is not the stiff upper lip kind of whistle happy tune thing. You got to genuinely express what's on your mind, find out what's on your mind, but have really good ways to release it so you can move on. And that's what we try to provide. So, you know, the funny thing is, too, you know, when I do workshops where we bend metal, people start with, I'm afraid I'm the only one that won't be able to bend the spoon. But deeper than that is I'm afraid I will, because it changes your whole sense of what the world is like, your power, your responsibility in the world. So it's a challenge to your belief systems. And so sometimes what can be in the way is we're a little afraid to be powerful, much like poem that was often credited to Mandela, but written by the woman, I can't remember her name, you know, where we're not afraid of being powerless, we're afraid of being powerful.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, part of that, I remember doing a spoon bending thing, a class, and it was so much, it was just like lickety split. This is, you focus on it, it feels like butter and it bends, and the whole class is sitting there going, what the heck just happened? It was way too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a surprise. Was it,
yes.
if you know, in
we
that environment,
in,
it
we
just
have a saying
happened.
In PK that it's impossible till it's easy.
Yeah. So yeah. It, well, it, I had to go home and figure out how I did it because I couldn't do it immediately when I went home.
Yeah.
But I bought a bunch of the cheap spoons.
Yes.
But the thing is, I also talked to the guy who was the manager for Uri Geller, and he said when he went to Uri's house, the spoons were all bent. It was just like part of the program in his environment that was, you know, autopilot.
Yeah. So, you know, I look at it somewhat, if, say, I wanted to jump over a door, I could try that my whole life and never do it. But if I backed up and somebody showed me how to use a pole vault, I could probably accomplish it in 5-10 minutes. And it's this kind of thing where we may have been trying to get abundance going or healing going for years, but we're not approaching it in a way that's going to work. And so it can feel impossible.
The way that I have seen it happen, when I look at something and I just externalize it and I put this little pile on the table and look at the pile, it's going to grow. It doesn't work. But if I go inside and start saying, I'm growing, and it's a change in me and not in what's on the table. And that's what I found to be the most powerful. It isn't something that always translates to words or something I can explain. I just know when I make that internal shift, the external shows me, oh, wow, yeah, I got it, or I need work.
Yeah, we do need to be kind of become one with the spoon, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. One with, you know, people want money. You know, in Indian lore, when they want to do a rain dance, they become one with water droplets, with water. They give appreciation to water, and they merge with water consciousness, and then they bring it to their area. But if I say to people, okay, money is an energy that you want, merge with money, there's problems. People have heard filthy rich, you know, it may not feel like a high thing to do, but if you're somewhat separate from money, your consciousness and see it as alien, then it's not yours. If you begin to see it as that you are one with that as well as the beauty of nature and many other things, then it can come to you differently.
I think you're touching on something there, that these little biases that we have that are programmed from the time we're kids. We just have this soup running around us, and then we take in bits and pieces of it, and it becomes a hard line instead of just a soft form of, oh, that, you know, that's not necessarily true. It's all of a sudden, it's one of the rules, one of the boundaries, one of the little pieces of the box that won't go away until you identify, what the heck did that come from?
Yeah.
Was that Aunt Sarah, you know, who was a miser and had to keep everything in the drawer somewhere that she was never going to use, and then the house was a pack rat house at the end? And, you know, those kinds of things that are around us that are unconscious.
Yes. My folks were raised during the Depression, and they came by fears honestly through that. Many ways to get the feeling that, gee, this is suspect, it's not good, it's not spiritual, it's not for me, what have you. But as you've mentioned, we can, as an adult, go, hey, it's a beautiful computer I am, if you want to use that analogy, but I can change my programming without blame or fault of me or anybody else. Just I'm going to change the programming here to be a good bit more efficient to what I would like.
When people have made the most dramatic changes, and you've probably seen quite a few, is there anybody who impressed you as a standout who just completely blew their socks off because they came in with that almost defeatist, but just, you know, that thing that it's so foreign, there's no way I would fit in your program?
There have been many people. One person I'm thinking of came in deep grief. They had lost their child and through death, and left the workshop smiling but not doing too well on the machines or anything. And then in the next few weeks made $38,000 on penny slots as their energy changed. Had people who were, quote, starving artists who've left, and by the time they got home, they got an art commission for major sculptures at universities, something they've been wanting to have for years. Lots of situations like that. Mainly, a person just needs an open mind and give it a try. You know, if a person's addicted to drugs or clinically depressed, then more is needed. But for the average person's tension and doubt, we can deal with that quite well.
Well, see, that's what's just so incredibly empowering, knowing that if I just shift a mindset, there is something in my environment that can respond to that and then mirror what I'm putting out. That's powerful.
Yes, it is. Again, that example I mentioned by broken home, when I changed the thoughts, things changed that day, you know. And as a therapist, I was trained, this is going to be 3 years of hard work. Sometimes for some people to change things. And sometimes work is needed. But a lot of times we can make a shift if we can shift consciousness and energy at the same time.
Now, for somebody listening today, could you give them a jump start? Could you say, this is something that I have seen results from so many times, there's no way you can mess it up?
I think anybody can mess up anything in a free church universe. But as I mentioned, most people know what love is. They may not feel it all the time, but even seeing pictures of on YouTube of soldiers returning from war, being reunited with their families, puppies being born, whatever, so that your heart feels open when you feel that, then you're saying, okay, now I got to lock that so it doesn't fade in 5-10 minutes. And the ways to lock that is grounding, to really connect with the earth and say, you know, I've arrived. I'm glad I'm here. I'm deserving, those kind of affirmations. Surround yourself with more beauty, more positive people, and begin the meditation stuff. The meditation stuff is just great for your health anyway, but using the hemisync, it can be really quick. It'll give you the guided imagery and it'll get you there. So it's if folks would devote, you know, even an hour a week to the positive on this stuff, I think they would see good change for most people.
And I want to give you an example of something that would make your heart kind of open a little bit. It's with animals and pets. And when we have those connections, it's unconscious. It's this incredible affinity for something of like being, of like form. If they don't speak our language, they do speak our heart language. There's a video that's been going around on the internet right now. It's from the Zoological Wildlife Foundation, and I think CNN is the one that it originated from, but there's these two little monkeys, and they are just, it's heartbreaking. The little girl has been put in timeout, and you can see her emotions on her face, and she's just totally humiliated and just so incredibly, you can see the pain, and the little boy monkey beside her is trying to stroke her forehead and just kind of let her know it's okay, it'll be all right. Every time I see something like that, my heart just opens. You know, there's the bleed. It opens, and I feel connected in ways that I can't describe. And when I feel that and expand it to the people that sometimes I unconsciously judge or discount because, you know, somebody didn't do something the way I wanted, or they should have done it a different way because it wasn't the best solution. And I just say, we're all learning. We're all learning. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. If I expect that for me, then I would anticipate that somebody else wants that same kind of benefit. And that's the heart chakra. That's the heart going, give me a chance. Don't shut me out.
Is unlimitedly powerful. And, you know, I had a fella who was trying to bend a very heavy metal fork, you know, something that you would never be able to bend by force in a million years. And he had a no luck until he remembered how much his dog liked to be massaged between the toes. And he just imagined massaging his dog between the toes and the thing bent like butter. So that we see the proof of the power of the heart over and over and over. You know, at Vegas, if somebody's nervous and having trouble rolling dice well, the person next to him will have them turn and say, what do you love? Fishing. Okay, describe your favorite fishing hole. And as the person gets into what they love and thinking about that, they begin to roll well. But it's a challenge when, you know, doctors said, we're biopsying and Monday you'll know the results, or you haven't been in work and you have family to feed, to move out of fear and into the heart. It can be done, but you know, you need the right tools, and then you can move, and there'll be a different result than the last two job interviews, if you will.
Well, and I would suggest, too, incorporating programs like this as part of your arsenal, because when you're around people that you see the results, and it's not there's no competition. It's an awareness that, oh, this is how they made it work. And then you have an idea, almost like a template or something that gives you the potential that's out there. And once you get over that defeatist, that impossible, that it won't work, that skeptic thing of just try. And then you're able to open your boundaries enough to squeak something positive through the cracks.
PK is contagious. Joy is contagious. The heart opening is all of that's contagious, which is wonderful. We can spread it easily, and you can pick it up from other people. There's a really cool video also out there called The Laughing Buddha. He gets on a subway train and just starts laughing until the whole car is laughing, and then he gets on and goes in the other direction, does it over again. Lots of interesting things can happen. I think, you know, one of the things, Wendy, why I'm in this, besides, you know, bending spoons, get a free drink in a bar, is as we do this as a group consciousness, we can change the planet. And we've had some beginning suggestions of that when people all get together, meditate, and focus on joy and peace, crime rates go down in cities. Other kinds of interesting things happen that we can measure. That's the final joy of this, is it can not only help yourself, but it can help all your loved ones around you and your communities, because it is contagious.
Well, when you're around somebody who does this, and there's a euphoria, an upbeat, a comfort, enthusiasm, it just feels good, and you want more. That's just human nature. When it feels that good, it's like more,
yeah.
I want. So, okay. So people, if they want to do one of your events or one of your trips, the next one for May is booked, right? But they can get in down the line.
Yep. And website will keep you posted on that. And the home study and the CDs and the books are available now. Probably good even before doing the workshop to just read Inner Vegas or Liquid Luck. The Liquid Luck book plus CD combo really work well together, because the CD will have you experience it yourself, and the book will tell you, you know, what's happened with others, and that can inspire you as well.
I can say it's one of those that once you hear these stories or read these stories, you feel, whoa, okay, this is real. It's not just me who's having these experiences. Other people are doing this. And then listen to the HemiSync tapes, which really gives you a kind of a boost, a jump start, and you'll be good to go. All right. And thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate your time. I love what you're doing, because I think it is empowering for people to connect to their own vibe, their own energy. It shows them there's so much more to the world than what we see.
Thank you. I appreciate the feedback, and it's been a pleasure to be on with you today, and I hope it really perks up the audience for you today. Everybody has a good day. There's been enough snow in the east here. Some people are a little discouraged. You know, they have a video of a lady walking by a snowman and hitting her the head off of the snowman with her purse. She's so frustrated.
Oh man. Oh, okay, well, my video was the one with the rabbit stealing the carrot.
Yeah.
I love that one. Okay, and if you're listening, again, syncreation.com. You can go check out the information there. And don't forget, the sponsor today, you can download your free audiobook today. Just go to audibletrial.com/consciousliving. audibletrial.com/consciousliving, and you'll get a free audiobook. Okay. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. You can check me out at Facebook. I'm there. I'm also on Talking to Nightlights. That's where I do the blogging. And I'm not going to do it every day. Okay. I do have to do other things. But occasionally, I catch up with all this other cool stuff that's happening. Because I tell you, there's so many things to get us excited and to remind us we have so many ways we can expand our horizons. A lot of it is just like what Joe was saying. Open your heart. Open your heart. You'll be surprised at who shows up for you, to assist you, to help you, to give you a pat on the head when you've been stuck in timeout. So thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. Have a fabulous day. I'm hoping sun will, shine on your snow and it'll be bright and sparkling. One way or the other, remember to think the best thoughts. And you've got good company.